Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Possibly the Republican National Convention, Matt, could be moved to a site including Dallas. Is it even possible this close to the scheduled date to move a major political event like this, Matt?
It's not easy, but it's possible, particularly if you have cooperation from state and local officials. That's one of the key variables here, is how much cooperation from the people on the ground and from those local and state decision makers will go into the equation. I don't think that the Republicans ultimately want to move this, but it would be feasible with some Herculean efforts.
Is it a little odd, Matt, that they would have scheduled this convention in a state where the governor is a Democrat, where there was this potential friction?
Well, when the convention was scheduled, I don't think anybody anticipated that there could be a disruptive event like this. I mean, the whole idea that a pandemic would scuttle plans was not on anybody's radar screen. And it's often the case that a party will hold a convention in a state where the governor is of the other party, because, you know, typically the governor of the state is not particularly involved in convention planning. This is just an exceptional circumstance because you have the public health dimension to this. And that's something that has only become apparent over the last couple of months.
I understand that the governor of Georgia today had said, yes, we would be very interested in hosting the Republicans this summer. How big a competition could this turn into with Texas and other states if they decided to move out of North Carolina?
Well, it could turn into something of a competition. I do think, though, that the backdrop to all of this is that it would be optically and strategically bad for the Republicans to ditch North Carolina, because North Carolina is likely to be a pivotal and very competitive state. That's why they put the convention there in the first place. If the Republicans are perceived to be bailing on North Carolina, that hurts them. It doesn't mean they'll necessarily lose the state, but I mean, it hurts Trump's campaign there in the fall. If Trump's got to be fighting for states like Georgia or Texas, then he's in a world of trouble anyway. So I think that's one major consideration. The other issue with regard to this kind of competition between Georgia and Texas, if they do decide to move out of North Carolina, is there are two pieces here. So there are the governors that are involved, and that's important. And of course, Greg Abbott and Kemp in Georgia are both Republican. But you've also got the local level officials, because, you know, political convention is not going to take place in a small town or a rural area. It's going to take place, if it comes to Texas, it's going to be in either Dallas or Houston, almost certainly. If it goes to Georgia, it's going to be in Atlanta. And the question is, those local level officials who are overwhelmingly Democrats, to what extent are they going to be cooperative and play ball? Clay Jenkins here in Dallas has already said he wouldn't want a political convention of either the Democrats or the Republicans because of the public health piece. So, you know, that's something to consider as well.
And Matt, does a political party typically benefit from a support standpoint when they hold their convention in a particular state? Can it tip the balance in a state, whether it's North Carolina or Georgia or Texas or any other?
Well, there's not really good evidence on this because we don't have really a large enough sample size for kind of political scientists to say for sure that having a convention in a state is worth X percent of the vote there. I mean, it seems intuitively that it would be helpful. They get a lot of local media attention. They are able to generate at least temporary jobs for a lot of local people. So there's some goodwill that comes about through that. So it's certainly something that could help at the margins. And I think that's why, all else equal, parties like to put their convention in something of a swing state. I think here the dimension that could get magnified is if the Republicans pull out of North Carolina, that becomes a bigger story. And it's possible that the damage done from abandoning North Carolina could be greater than whatever is gained by citing the convention in some new state. And I'm sure all of this is going into the decision makers' calculus.
And we have heard the Democrats say, Matt, that they are open to the possibility of holding a virtual convention this summer. Hypothetically, if they have a virtual convention and the Republicans have the more traditional type of event, does that benefit one side or the other?
Well, it would just really sharpen some of the differences between the parties in approaches to this pandemic. It would really highlight the fact that Democrats are the party of caution and extending lockdowns and, playing it safe, and that Republicans are the party of reopening, getting back to normal, returning to our previous national life. And, which side of that you come down on depends on a lot of different things, but it really would optically reinforce that distinction between the parties.
And are you surprised at all how sharp that divide as a result of this virus has become between Democrats and Republicans?
Yeah, I've been both surprised and disappointed by the partisan dimension of that, because it has increasingly seemed that it is a badge of being a good conservative to disdain the virus, to not wear masks, to downplay its significance, and somehow that it's a badge of being a good liberal to think that this is the plague and that everybody has to hide in their basement for the next 2 years. Those are ridiculous responses. These should not be playing out along party lines. We would be much better served as a country if people would not, on both the left and the right, think of the virus in principally political terms, and if we could calibrate a kind of reasonable, measured response that is not with an eye to whether it helps or hurts President Trump and his reelection. But sadly, things have not played out that way.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.